Hey, before we start, I got something to read for you.
Okay.
Support for today's programming on WEMU comes from our day sponsors, the family, friends, and colleagues of Russ Collins, who today marks his 30th anniversary as Michigan Theater's executive director. Congratulations, Russ, on your first three decades at the helm of Ann Arbor's historic Michigan Theater. And with that said, we have some surprise guests coming into the studio to help us celebrate today. Deb Pollock, Russ's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
We have Lee Berry from the Michigan Theater. We have Amanda Bynum. Emily is here. Is Drew here, too? Not here yet, but he's on his way. Michigan Theater's extended family is here to help you celebrate your 30th anniversary at the helm of the Michigan Theater. 30 years.
It's, yes.
Where's the picture of Dorian Gray in your house?
That's right. Well, gosh, thank you. And all these Michigan Theater staff members got up way too early to come here.
They did point that out.
Oh, my goodness. There's a cake here with the Michigan Theater marquee on it. This is really special. Thanks, everybody.
Well, congratulations on 30 years. And Lee, why don't you have a seat for a second? Lee Berry is here and has been working at the Michigan Theater for some time now. Lee, what's it like working with this tyrant?
It's a lot more fun than you might think.
These are not only colleagues and co-workers, they are underlings and devotees. So.
But I'd like to just say that, in our nonprofit world, a lot is said about making a difference. Here, when you're doing your fundraisers, all the listeners and, of course, the staff, everybody makes a difference. At the Michigan Theater, we have the same kind of basic mantra. But when I think back the last 30 years in this town, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's made a bigger difference to our community. So thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. And Deb Pollock is, she's got so many hats that she wears in this community.
It's true.
She is the president of Art Train USA. She's the executive director of
the
Arts Alliance.
She wears at home.
And, I was going to say, she's your wife. And for that, we offer apologies and sincere sympathies.
But that's my most important hat.
And I will let you know, Russ, that this entire endeavor this morning is basically... comes
well, she complained about having to get up
from
super
wife.
Early.
Yeah, I called out and said, oh, man, I have a 7 o'clock appointment tomorrow. Yeah. But anyway, congratulations, Russ. You've been an inspiration for me all these years as a leader in the community and arts and culture, and 30 years is really something to celebrate. We're all so proud of you. Thank you.
I am literally speechless.
That rarely happens.
That never happens.
Oh.
Exactly right. So thank you so much, Deb, for the ideas and for helping put this together. Now, at some point moving forward in the future, you've been doing the Michigan Theater for 30 years. You've been doing Cinema Chat for 20. And at some point in the future, there's going to be a new co-host for Cinema Chat.
This starting this week.
And we have identified that as Amanda Bynum, and she is here this morning to help Russ celebrate as well. And are you looking forward to being the heir apparent?
I am. I'm so excited to be the heir apparent for Cinema Chat. Although everyone should know that Russ has agreed to provide me breakfast every Thursday for a year in exchange for taking over the Cinema Chat duties.
And do we have a timetable for this, Mr. Collins?
We're still in negotiations.
Still in negotiations. Right. Well, as co-host of the show and employee of the station, let me know as soon as you can.
David's upping the ante on that it's not just breakfast for me, but also breakfast for David, and that you still have to come to the station at 7:40.
Sounds like a lose-lose all the way around.
Right, yes, and George needs to get the... Yeah, so you'll still be here at 7:40 with hot breakfast for the staff.
So what's it like to work for Russ Collins at the Michigan Theater? He comes in and he's so jovial and he's so nice with me, and I get to spend the nice time with him. But when things are stressful at the Michigan Theater, how is that?
It's great. I mean, Russ has been around for so long.
She's
and he's
lying.
Been, no,
except,
I'm not. I'm
except
not.
For except for Deb, I'm the most grumpy with Amanda.
That's probably true. I mean, Russ has gone on record as saying that my job at the Michigan Theater is to take all the blame for all the things he does wrong and to let him take the credit for all the things that I do right.
It's in the
so,
job
but I know my place, so
that
seems
that
works.
To be universal in management, doesn't
right?
it?
Yes, it is.
No, Russ expects high performance, and I think we all appreciate that we're always striving to do we're striving to do better than our best because that's what he expects. And he's been a really good mentor to me over the last 7 years that I've worked at the theater, and you know, saw something in me that I hadn't seen in myself when he offered me my full-time job when I was just a little popcorn kid, you know, making popcorn, selling tickets, and you know, brought me up, and I'm very thankful for that all the time. Even when it's a hard day, it's still a good day at the Michigan Theater.
Well, Russ, 30 years at the Michigan Theater, what is the plan for the next decade of operations?
Well, I expected
and you're fully invested in staying for, well, as long as health allows, right?
Well, I took the Michigan Theater job expecting it to be a 5-year job. So.
Well, most of us do.
And then I went to the National Endowment for the Arts and worked for a few months and expected to exit quite soon after that. And that was 1991. So my planning isn't going so well.
You're a little behind schedule.
Yeah, I grew up in Ann Arbor and spent time shopping at Mellencamp's and Ypsilanti. And so I'm a pretty in the ground guy. So I guess my fate is to stay here as long as the listeners of WEMU will listen and the community will support the Michigan Theater. So anyway, this is quite a wonderful
30
surprise.
Years. There's been quite an evolution at the theater. I mean, you've taken it through a restoration. The programming has increased in quality. There's now a second theater. We've seen the Ann Arbor Film Festival grow exponentially and primarily housed at the Michigan Theater. What is the next evolution?
Well, you know, downtown vitality, community vitality is the key thing that makes an organization like the Michigan Theater or WEMU extremely valuable to the community. So that defining what that vitality is, finding out what the community needs in terms of keeping that stimulation of the mind and spirit of a community is something that we've discovered is probably the most important thing we do. We do it through the arts. There's lots of ways to do it. And we're thinking about lots of ways that we can continue to do that, both in terms of focusing on the artistic product and the artists that come through the Michigan Theater, but also just in terms of what a downtown, what a neighborhood needs to be important in a way that is meaningful to the community that it serves. So
very well said. And we here at WEMU look forward to going through that process with you as a media partner.
Well, thank you.
So congratulations again on 30 years. I had really hoped that when we invited people to speak, they would have something mean to say about you, but I can't find anybody that will do that.
It's the radio. Do you have a 7-second delay? Because I could say mean things, but you'd probably have
to censor that. Off the air. We'll see what we can do with it. There we go. So I suppose with our last few minutes of Cinema Chat, we could talk about movies. Deb?
Well, you know, actually, I want to just to share with our viewers, and I don't know that
viewers?
Everybody, viewers, listening to, listeners, how about listeners? I'm on the wrong side of the table.
See this picture.
But Russ is the 30-year mark here as the manager of the Michigan Theater really has not set the record.
That's absolutely true. The original manager of the Michigan Theater, a guy by the name of Jerry Hoag, started in 1928, the year the theater opened, and worked there until, I think, 1974, so just short of 50 years. And so if I stay through the 100th anniversary, and 2013 will mark the 85th anniversary of the Michigan Theater, I will not have worked as long at the Michigan Theater.
You got another 20 years in you?
We'll
see. I'm pulling for the record.
Anyway.
Well, thanks to all of the extended Michigan Theater family who have come in. Emily is here today as well. And Lee Berry, you have a final statement?
A lot of people have asked what is going to happen to celebrate this occasion outside the studio, that is. And in fact, on January 31st, when we have our fourth year of Sundance Film Festival USA, that's going to be a combined celebration for Russ's 30th anniversary and the 85th anniversary for the theater. And so there'll be lots of information coming out about that. So
yeah, I think you sent something saying I would have to pay to get in, so thanks, Lee.
You said it, not me.
So expect an announcement about the details of that and how to get tickets to the Sundance USA performance in the middle of this new month that we just opened up. And thank you to lots and lots of folks in the community, WEMU listeners, but folks like Henry Aldridge, who's a EMU professor, retired, who was very critical in the saving of the theater, a guy by the name of John Briggs, who worked with Henry to get the theater up and going back in the late 70s when it was in dire threat. To Judy Rummelhart and Jennifer Petit and the Towsley family, who were critical in terms of making sure that the theater made it from that very perilous time. There was a mayor in Ann Arbor, Lou Belcher, who took the reins and made it work. There's been board members that have just made a huge difference. A guy that, when it was really, really tough at the Michigan Theater, by the name of John Hochrein, who really helped me through a very, very difficult time. And Ruth Bardenstein, who's our current strategic planner, and our current board president, Alec Allen, and just literally hundreds of people in the community who were donors, thousands who were donors, and hundreds who have played absolutely critical roles in the leadership of an organization like the Michigan Theater. The same thing's true in so many great organizations that are in our community, and we just thank them so much, the businesses. That's what really makes the difference. There's a woman that worked at the theater who was a development director for a little over 10 years, Jill McDonough, and she made the observation that the Michigan Theater was like a train on a track and just rolling down the rails in a very very enthusiastic and positive way. And our job as the staff was just to make sure we didn't screw it up and knock it off the rails. And I think that that's absolutely true. It's the will of the community. It's the will of artists and philanthropists that have made this a project work. So thank you to all of them and to all the listeners out there that has had to put up with this little
celebration
tribute here.
It's a celebration. Well, once again,
and that darn Deb. She is the nicest and most special spouse one can have, and I'm deeply grateful and highly embarrassed by all.
Well,
that.
Once again, Russ Collins, congratulations on 30 years as manager of the Michigan Theater. May there be 30 more.
Ah, it's so nice of you.
Thanks to
the
extended Michigan Theater family for coming in and making this
was
such
just
a special
way to
day.
Not talk about Star Wars.
Exactly,
wasn't it?
Right. You know, I hate that movie. I hate that movie with a passion, and I will hate the next three that come out. We did not obviously talk much about movies today, or at all. But understand, there are good movies at the Michigan Theater. There will be good movies opening up at the Cineplexes as well. So go see the movies. We'll talk more about it next week. But today, it's about saying congratulations on 30 years of service to the Michigan Theater and the greater Ann Arbor area community. And we're looking forward to moving into the future with you. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. You've been listening to a special edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta on All Hallows Day.